Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my podcast friends. I really hope you're having as much fun going through John as I'm having walking through John. I'm just taking my time and enjoying the wonderful passages in which Jesus is both spoken of and speaks. And we are in the middle of one such passage of long written and read passage where Jesus does the talking. And that's some of the best stuff ever written down, is the fact that we're getting to hear Jesus speak. We are in the 6th chapter and we are in the 47th verse. He's about to go back to that everlasting life statement. Here it is. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Please catch this, because I think it will help us to understand something about Christianity. You've heard me say many times that Christianity is not only about making it on the other side after you're dead. You get to go to heaven. Christianity is about abundant life now. It's about realizing that God wants to transplant some heaven onto your earth. It's seeing yourself in a new garden, not someday, but now. Adam was in a garden on this earth. Jesus came to put you in a garden on this earth. I'm not saying there's no heaven and no other side. I'm saying that God doesn't want us to wait to have to experience his goodness, but he wants us to know his goodness now. And Jesus says, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Not he who believes in me will have everlasting life. He already has it. It is life that lasts forever. And that life doesn't kick in when you die. It kicks in, which is probably a bad way of saying it, but it kicks in when you believe on Jesus. In reality, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, in that one man died, we all died. We're all made alive in that same man. So my death has been accomplished at the finished work. His death was my death. It's already taken care of. My life came when I believed on Jesus. My everlasting life started that moment. It doesn't start when I'm dead. If you could get this, I think you start to tap into that everlasting life now and realize that this life is not just about accumulation of wealth and knowledge and degrees and houses and cars and stuff. I didn't say any of that's bad, but this is not what this life's about. Make sure you can get a whole bunch of toys. What this life is about is tapping into the wonderful beauty of who he is and experiencing it now. How much more wonderful does it make life? Verse 48, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they're dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. So again, Jesus speaks of the everlasting life that is afforded in his finished work. I'm the bread, eat the bread, never die. Now we know that men die in the realm of the natural. So Jesus is talking to us about an everlasting kind of life, the kind of life that we'll never lose. And that's the life that we have in Jesus. This old physical man dies, but the everlasting life that comes in Christ never dies. I will live forever in him. But notice that he wants you to start experiencing it on this side of the grave. He's that bread. 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the life of the whole world. So that the whole world can know the everlasting life that the believer knows. We partake of who he is. When we go into this tomorrow, I want to talk about communion, because there's such a transition from the old covenant into the new covenant, and communion is that transition, and we'll see that in future podcasts. Until then, a little bit of homework for you. Start in verse 52 and read the rest of John 6, all the way down through 71. You're going to see some incredible stuff, and we'll dig in a little bit further tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.